This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to play some audio for you this hour, and I want to take a little time to highlight the past administration. And for some reason or another, apparently Barack Hussein Obama still thinks he's in charge. And for some reason or another, I want to point the finger at you, America. You need to think about what is adding strength to this man's tyranny. And I can tell you what the answer is. The answer is the current administration does nothing. It does nothing. Matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just today, Circus of Politics, all created, all contrived out of thin air to keep the people divided in this country, all communists at work within the United States of America doing their best to create domestic insurrection, so you will be attacked from without. If you do not correct yourselves, America, you can rest assured. And I'm talking about before heaven, not me. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Clapper admits that Obama is responsible for the current Mueller investigation. Man, you see this guy popping up all over the place, creating domestic insurrection, dividing America one against another. And for some reason, like that of Hillary Clinton, he's been given a free hand to do so. And this is where it comes down. This is where the rubber meets the road as to who the real deal is and who is not. Who the frauds are. Who the counterfeits are. And of course, they're all sitting there under false pretense trying to convince you that they are one thing, but their fruit bears witness to the opposite of what they declare. Matthew 7:16. Now, I want to take this step by step. And I want to take it in stride, line upon line, precept upon precept. But I don't know if you guys were paying attention this weekend, but the criminal foreign sodomite, you know, remember the guy that was allowed to do what he did for 8 years in the People's White House? You know, like transgress, give you the finger, America. Over 1,180 times. Did you forget that he was entertaining sworn enemies within, even funding them, Iran, and giving the Muslim Brotherhood our F-16s? I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? But it goes on, folks. And don't forget about the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, after his 143-day tenure, mysteriously in Illinois Senate, becomes the president shortly thereafter, mysteriously. And I'm not being facetious. Read Deuteronomy 17, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. As a matter of fact, read outside of the blessings, because America, there are few in this country that are a part of those blessings. Read the curses, because there's 15 blessings and 55 curses. America is under judgment, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you would like to counter what I'm sharing with over 100 affiliates across the United States of America right now, I'm more than willing to listen. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, I also want to interject this. This is an answer back. I know that there's some out there that are just thinking, well, Bradley, you're just being contentious on purpose. No, I'm not. It's called fighting the good fight of faith. And why is that? Because I want to go over to Jude 1 before I hit Barack Hussein Obama, which I am teeing that up right now. It says in Jude 1, verse 3, beloved, those that are loved of the Lord, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Well, what does that have to do with Barack Hussein Obama? The Word of God applies to every issue in life. It's the road map, folks. It's the map that you need to learn from in every facet of your life, from the very beginning to the very end of your life. In verse 4, it tells us, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm contending for the faith, and again, I'm teeing this up right now concerning what I'm going to be talking about over the next hour on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes on the other side. Before I get to that, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. My Facebook account is BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E. And by the way, if you want to explanation as to what's going on out there in your country concerning conservatives of the day, you know, you're being told that it's the lawless liberals that are under attack and the Democrats and the socialists. Folks, the opposite is true once again, and I can tell you that firsthand. We went after the first 3 months of sonsoflibertymedia.com. The first 3 months, we were almost tipping on 1 million within the first 3 months concerning sonsoflibertymedia.com and our Facebook page. We were ranked number 14,000 within the first 3 months in the United States of America. And then all of a sudden we started hearing about Google and Twitter and Facebook targeting conservatives. Now you can't even find me, folks, concerning my Alexis rating. It's interesting that even on my Facebook page, I know they're limiting my information. I've been told by those that oversee the site that they've taken us out of the news feed now. Why? Because they don't want outlets like mine exposing them for who they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Twitter is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. And again, if you'd like to call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Your enemy is working, America.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just sharing with you during the first segment how conservatives across the United States of America are being suppressed. If they're not being suppressed, you might want to ask the question why they are not being suppressed. I'll tell you why they're not being suppressed. Because they're a part of the problem in the United States of America. They had a whole article on this about 3 weeks ago. The way that you gauge a man of God, the way that you gauge a man that's bringing about righteous change, is by looking at his enemies. That will tell you a lot about the man that they're attacking. And it shows you as well, folks, that the righteous man or the man of God that's telling you the truth, your enemies feel that it's worthy to attack him. And why is that? Why are they so adamant about attacking righteous people? Sons and daughters of Cain. Sons of daughters of Belial. Why? Because like that of Jesus Christ, they didn't want to be uncovered. But again, America, we're not asking for permission from the devil to obey God here. Just want to let you know that. Read John 15, read John 7:7 in reverse order when you get a moment, friends. John 7:7 and then John 15. And you'll understand why they crucified him. The Pharisees and the hierarchies in government, that of Herodian, they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Neither one of them. As a matter of fact, if you look in John 11, they were freaking out when Jesus blew Lazarus out of his grave 4 days stinking. That's just a fact. Because again, they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. They loved to be in a place of preeminence. They loved to be in authority. They loved it when the people looked to them as if they were the rabbi or the teacher or the one to follow. And folks, America is filled with people like this. They're filled with people like this. So again, going back to the fact that if they're not under attack, go online right now. Check out other radio stations and talking heads that you would call conservatives or Christians. If they're not under attack, they're not worth a grain of salt. They're worth nothing. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us. They're worth nothing. I mean, they're as dead men's graves and men walk over them. Why? Because they don't even know that they're under there. You know, if you want to preach the gospel loudly, friends, then act. And I think it was George Orwell that rightly said, hey, to speak the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Well, it's about time the American people that call themselves the children of God start acting accordingly. Because too many people are talking about what they claim to be concerning, you know, am I a Christian, am I this, am I that, conservative, patriot, whatever the case might be. Why don't you just show the world who you are? I heard it once said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Right, exactly. Now, we're not taking that literally, but there is a lesson inside of that. And that lesson belongs to the American people that thinks that God is just up there and he's going to take care of everything while you sit down here and do nothing and go with the flow. No, he stands against you. You're a hypocrite. And you're a pretender. You're the worst of men. You really are. And women. But those that are doers of the word of God and not hearers only deceiving themselves, and they are actually doing what's in their heart concerning the faith of the Son of God that's been given unto them, Galatians 2:21. Friends, I'll tell you what, you're going to see nothing but persecution. You're going to see nothing but an inundation of a demonization and lies encircling that man or that woman of God that are about the work of the Lord's hands. Rest assured. He promised. Blessed are those, Jesus said, that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You don't see that in America anymore. What you see is anybody being persecuted for righteousness, you have the professed church, the professors of Antichrist through inaction, condemning the very people that are doing the works of the Lord. And that's a scary place to be, but America, that's where you're at today. You truly are. Let's get back over to Barack Hussein Obama. I was teeing this up during the first segment. Barack Hussein Obama, con man and criminal, admits that, guess what, friends, over the weekend, he's foreign born. Whoa. Hey, now, while many Americans are still waiting on indictments and prosecution and the prosecution of the Clintons, and rightfully so, don't forget the crimes of that of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. Because he has yet to be lawfully dealt with as well. But as I was highlighting with you during the first segment, it's interesting how he's just got a free hand to attack Donald Trump too. He's impervious. He's above the law, friends. He can do what he wants. He's got immunity from the American people, because he knows that the American people are going to do nothing about his crimes, because Americans let him, as they call themselves, for 8 years spit and desecrate the headstones of our fallen. Because again, for some reason or another, the American people believe now that those that represent we the people, well, they have some sort of, again, a demigod attitude that they're above the laws of the land. And what our military fought against, now you accept as the norm in your own backyard. I ask you a question, and it testifies against America concerning the very truth that I'm bringing forth right now. What is, and why are our veterans in so many different cases, in so many different cases, 6 feet under the ground? What were they fighting? Tyranny. Where? Tyranny over in third worlds, right? Third world countries, we're told. Right, okay, great, great. Well, then why are you accepting what our military did not accept when they sacrificed themselves? Why are you accepting what they did not accept, not in a third world country, but in your own backyard? Why? You have been conditioned, America. You have been dummied down, and you're accepting that which our military, our forefathers, our relatives fought and bled and died fighting against in your own backyard, to your own shame, America, to your own shame. You can take that literally in the spiritual and in the natural and in the spiritual. Again, I was just sharing with you why many Americans are still waiting on the indictments and prosecution of the Clintons, and again, rightfully so, Don't forget about the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama. And don't forget about the Bush regime neither, who have yet to be lawfully dealt with as well. You know, it's interesting to me that when I'm talking with my kids, sometimes I'll say something to them and they'll say to me, I don't see it. And I'm taking that in parallel concerning administration after administration after administration that have been corrupt. And that, again, the American people have given immunity to. And like my children and like those that are listening, and again, I'm not talking over your heads. I'm just talking to those that don't quite understand what's going on. Just because you don't see the crimes of the administration, again, you got to have your finger on your eyeball. You have to put blinders on not to see what I'm talking about. And taking this back to my kids, how many times I say to my kids, look, pick that up. What, Dad? Pick that up. It's right there. I can see it a mile away. What are you talking about, Dad? There's nothing there. No, I say there's nothing there because you don't want anything to be there because you don't want to have to respond by cleaning up what I see on the ground right now. And it's the same thing in politics. So many people, they just want to throw off responsibility. And you know what their recourse is? I don't see it. I don't understand what you're talking about. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Wait a second. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And just because you don't see it, in many cases, it's because, again, you don't want to pull the curtain back to see it. Because if you do see it, then you know within your own conscience, which means with knowledge, that you would be a coward to stand down when, in fact, you should stand up and protest and demand justice. Barack Hussein Obama, this criminal, and a criminal he is, and we need to speak accordingly, not only was he given a free hand by the American people to transgress the United States Constitution, again, 1,180 times that he was caught in the act of transgressing, but he himself had the audacity to play down by lying, read John 8:44, over and over again, that he was not a foreign-born citizen. And anyone who dared point out that he was a foreigner, by the way, I was one of them, very few. Hey, listen, folks, we were as few as hen's teeth. Well, you say to yourself, hen don't have teeth. That's my point. Anyone who dared point out that Barack Hussein Obama was a foreigner and ineligible for the presidency of the United States, again, read Article 2 under Clause 5, and you'll see that president must be a natural-born citizen, was called by the CIA-controlled media today's conservatives, yesterday's lawless liberals, and the professed Christians, a conspiracy theorist, or a birther. I'll reiterate the point on the other side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter to warn the Iranian president that he will face dire consequences if he continues to threaten the United States. Congressman Doug Collins on what message Iran should take from the president's tweets.
Well, I think it means that they can no longer manipulate a weak and meandering president that they had in President Obama, who just wanted to apologize to the world and be a weak link in basically a security chain. When you face a bully, when you face someone who wants to say one thing on one side and then seed death and destruction around the world on another, they do not need to be played with. They need to be stood up to.
Members of the House and Senate are working on a phase two to President Trump's tax cut plan. Congressman Steve Scalise on what that plan would entail.
The plans to continue focusing on getting the economy moving, seeing this great economic growth, and then locking it in. We're going to bring some more bills to cut taxes. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I just had a guy say to me, it was a private message, a real bold patriot. You know, I can't listen to you anymore, man. You're just like a Howard Stern. You're a shock jock. No, that's not what it is. Let's just call it for what it really is. You're a coward. Come on. Come on, America. I mean, this is what it is. You're a coward, and you want someone else to do your fighting for you concerning the liberties that you enjoy today. I'm not a shock jock. I'm just telling you what you don't want to hear. Because truth demands a response. And you don't want to have to respond to the truth. That's why you hold fast to deceit. Because when you hold fast to deceit concerning today's talking heads across the boards, America, when you hold fast to deceit, you just put yourself in a position where you don't have to respond to anything. Because they don't put you in a position where you have to respond to anything. They just want to keep telling you that everything is okay. There might be a couple problems, a lot of gossip, a lot of backbiting, a lot of crime. But then again, you don't know for the most part the definition of what crime is. So why would you have to move? Right? Because they don't explain it. Because if they brought forth the Constitution, the laws enumerated within that Constitution, you'd have to enforce them. And again, you love your freedom so much, you want someone else to do your fighting for you. Come on. Don't shout me down, friends. It's true, and you know it's true. I don't work for sponsors, America. I work for the Lord. Period. Period. Talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the con man and criminal. Over the weekend, he admitted that he's foreign-born. And I was just highlighting during the last segment that anyone who dared point out that Barack was a foreigner and ineligible for the presidency of the United States. Again, keep in mind Article 2 under Clause 5, president must be a natural-born citizen. Well, anybody that dared point out these facts, friends, excuse me. It was interesting. They were called by the CIA-controlled media or by today's conservatives, again, yesterday's lawless liberals, and the professed antichrist that call themselves Christians, a conspiracy theorist, or they would call them birthers. They would demean people that called out Barack for who he really was. Names, of course, to demean and discredit anyone and everyone that dared call out the obvious when it came to Barack Hussein Obama, because, again, they were unwilling to do so. So what did they do? They called people names. They called people names that were, the folks that they were doing at length is they were shooting the messenger. They were giving the criminal permission to commit the crimes that he was committing. And they didn't understand that if he committed one crime without being charged or indicted, friends, Article 2, Section 4, well, then he would commit another one, and he did it 1,180 times. I got a video on YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, conspiracy theorist, who told you that? It's the same media that has given cover to the conspirators. Learn from history, because it's rolling out today, America, let me tell you, right before your eyes, and it's not hard to see again. Now, I guess that when the foreign criminal served 143 days in Illinois in the Senate, and then mysteriously became the United States president, keep in mind it costs an average of $250 million to become the president. That's just your run. Well, then Barack takes a break after his 57-state tour. By the way, friends, there are 57 states of Islam. That's members of the OIC, the Organization for Islamic Corporation. But you would think that would be enough to tell on himself, and the American people would then lawfully respond, but apparently not. Instead of putting a stop to his campaign before he became the president, the American people simply laughed it off. That's like, folks all over the country, when I would highlight Article 4, Section 4, there's 50 states in our union. I would say in all 57 states of our union, and people would start to laugh. Not in every given scenario, by the way, because a lot of people didn't know that we had 50 states in our union. But when Barack said he just got back off a 57-state tour, people didn't realize that's how many states there is of Islam. And again, the American people laughed it off because they didn't have the knowledge to know the difference. And they didn't know the truth to know that this man was a criminal right then and there. And the way he said it, folks, he was looking for answers because he didn't have a teleprompter to tell him what he was supposed to say. Oh, hey, Barack, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, dog. Right? Street talk. I want you to listen to this. This is him saying it, and listen to him wander in mind trying to come up with the answers that he did not have the answer to. Okay.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Alaska,
he was dead serious, friends.
Even though I really wanted to visit, but
if you heard the people laugh behind him, they were laughing because they thought he was kidding. But when you're watching the video, you can clearly see he was bewildered. Again, he didn't have his teleprompter. Let's listen to that one more time, Sam. I think it's that important for people to hear what they thought was funny. And 8 years later, I'm curious to know what was funny about it. Go ahead.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon. And over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 seven states. I think one left to go.
Dead serious.
One left to go. Alaska and Hawaii I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit.
Okay, he was probably trying to figure out what they were laughing about, or he knew at that point he said the wrong number. And yet again, anybody dare call him out for being a foreigner, you are a conspiracy theorist. And who is calling them conspiracy theorists? The conservative media. The antichrist that call themselves Christians in this country. They have nothing of the knowing concerning the power of the cross because they don't bear the cross. Or they would call you a birther. And by the way, this was happening across the boards. Nobody dared call Barack Hussein Obama out concerning his birth certificate. Nobody dared do it. Why? Because those that they were following weren't doing it. But when you follow the Christ, guess what? It's better to obey God than it is man. And again, what did the American people do? They simply laughed it off. Read Jeremiah 5:19 when you get a moment. Now listen, even when his alleged wife blurted out the truth in her confusion, that wasn't good enough for the Americans neither. They still ignored his ineligibility concerning the presidency of the United States of America. And again, this was all laughed off. Listen to this.
HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, and it's, hey, folks, they advocate, and listen to what she's talking about. Not only did she say from his home country, Kenya, this coming from, and by the way, I put the word allegedly there for Michelle because people question who and what Michelle is. As a matter of fact, Michelle just came out with a book called Becoming Michelle, which lines up with what people have said about Michelle. And furthermore, Barack Hussein Obama, this will give you clarity, called her Michael publicly. So that's why I put allegedly there. And you can go ahead and laugh that one off too, friends. But the fact of the matter is you now know you've been duped, again, by ill-designing men. But what does she do in the video? She tells the American people that he's from Kenya. And notice what she was talking about, how Barack led the way. Yep, he led the way in the murder of the innocent in the womb. He led the way concerning attacking our constitutional and Christian heritage, and the American people let him do it. He led the way in advocating crimes against God over and over and over again, even by omitting God's name from his speeches and the Declaration of Independence. But the American people laughed it off. He entertained America's sworn enemies in the People's White House, and the people laughed it off. Well, guess what, friends? Just like I shared with you last week, what administration hasn't denied over and over with their teeth grit, friends, saying, I'm not guilty, I'm not guilty, I'm not guilty. And once they're removed, what do they do? Or once their tenure is up, what do? They admit exactly what you accuse them of, in most cases. But his wife tells you. And what is he talking about? Homophobia. Yep, 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 yep. And who's on the heels of the homosexuals in America? The sodomites? Muslims are. Islamophobia. Yep. Just like I told you 10 years before it came, just like I told you. This is what's coming down the road, and here you have it. Now you have governors, now you have people like Al Sayed in Michigan running for the governorship there in that state. And what do they advocate? Same thing with Keith Ellison, who sits on as a chairman concerning the LGBT communities. Now they're using these people as a political battering ram to conquer a nation, because once you begin to advocate what God condemns, the doors are wide open when you accept it. And that's where America is at today. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some more audio, not just from Barack himself and his wife, Michael, Michelle, whatever he calls her. He's the one that said that, keep in mind. I'm going to play some stuff from Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his investigators, as well as going back to Brock so he can tell you what I've been leading up to over the last hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Got much to cover over the next 8 minutes, 9 minutes that I have left remaining. I wanted you to take the time to go over to Deuteronomy 28:48 when you get a moment, verse 49, verse 50 as well. Verse 52 talks about besieging thee in thy gates, slow takeover. And again, there's no reason for it outside of the fact that 325.7 million people stand back and allow it to happen. And you can look at what's coming down the road if the American people don't respond. It's not my threat, it's just a fact. And again, if you look to history, you will clearly see that those that want to dare the justice of God without fail get a response. And I know that the Lord does not desire that, because he doesn't have a desire in seeing the wicked perish in any sense of the word. And the wicked, again, are those that know to do right, yet they do nothing wrong. So again, it's not man's word here that's in operation, friends. It's the word of the Lord. And again, there's no ifs, ands, or buts as to where we're at right now in this country. Because we are here. We are in it. And I think they're exciting times, they're dangerous times, but like the Chinese, they have a word called crisis, and it has two meanings. One means danger, and another means opportunity. Well, the question I would lay to your candor, patriots, Christians, conservatives, all one and the same, found in the Christ and from the Christ, how do you look at what's going on in your country? I look at it as an opportunity, so let's make it count, because we can do this, as I've said 100,000 times, friends, literally on this radio show. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we first have to be willing to fight. Let's get back to this real quick. Barack Hussein Obama, with all the information concerning him, his falsified birth certificate, which we're highlighting today, his false Social Security numbers, 47 of them, by the way, friends, his college records all filed away. His college professors don't recall ever seeing Barack Hussein Obama. For some reason, he talks about his Columbia University days, and yet again, the professors have never seen him there. It's kind of funny how that works out. But every conservative radio talking head or otherwise avoided to confront and address the issue concerning this criminal's eligibility. They literally stayed as far away from the topic as they possibly could. Cowards. And folks, so don't sit there and complain about how cowardice those in government are. Yeah, that's the facts. But government is an extension of we the people, so the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I mean, the cowards are the American people that allow this stuff to go on. But again, just keep this about your minds, friend. Keep this in your mind. Every conservative radio talking head or otherwise, this includes the Antichrist as well, friends. The professors of Christianity, when Christ has no part with them. They avoided the issue. That's how much they love their country. They avoided the issue at all costs, every single one of them. Why? Because they couldn't tolerate being called names on the behalf of. They're trying to save face while they're losing face. And now that's exactly what we're doing, is ripping off the mask of those that failed to tell you, friends, the things that they should have told you when they should have told you. Even when Sheriff Joe Arpaio's team clearly exposed the fraudulent documents for what it was and is, the conservatives were found to be derelict of duty when it came to taking a stand against the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration. And again, even while all the while knowing that Barack's effeminate and criminal czars were entertaining American sworn enemies within the People's White House, read Jeremiah 5:31. Here, I'm gonna let you listen to Joe Arpaio, and it's going to be a short clip for the sake of time, because I have another piece of audio that I want to play directly from Barack Hussein Obama this weekend, telling you exactly where he's from. Go ahead and play Sheriff Joe Arpaio, please.
As we suspect, it is a fraudulent document. My original intent was to clear the President of the United States. But the investigation initiated by our cold case posse found far too many problems on the birth certificate.
We had two other individuals not utilized by us prior to March 1st, Garrett Pappett, Tim Saletti Jr. Both of them independently, not knowing of each other, performed over 600 tests apiece on the long-form birth certificate doing computerized forensic analysis. They could not get the document to do what the long-form birth certificate does, the PDF file released by the White House. And independent of each other, both came to the same conclusion. So from a document, forensic, digital perspective, we believe the document has been tampered with, so much so that the only way to get it to do what it does is with blatant human intervention. You look at the Obama certificate, it points out on number 9, under race, of the father, where it states African. It also points out, I believe that's business or place of employment. I can't say, I don't have my glasses on, excuse me. It has a number 9. We didn't know what the number 9s meant, but what we did know is when we looked at the Nordite documents, which are on the second easel over there, they were coded different. They were coded with the number 1. We still didn't know what it meant. Going to Hawaii proved to be extremely fruitful for us. Dr. Corsi agreed to come with us to Hawaii, paying his own way, for the sole purpose of doing research for us to try to determine what these numbers were and what they meant.
Okay, so folks, that goes on for another 5 minutes, showing you the fraudulent documents that were presented to America concerning his birth certificate. It's interesting how many people had to die around that, isn't it? Just mysteriously fell into the drink. Their airplanes just went down into the water somehow. And again, here back at home, the conservatives, the antichrist, the professed Christians, friends, and the conservatives were all demonizing anybody that dare question the eligibility of Barack Hussein Obama. All the while knowing that over and over, he blurted the truth out in his confusion, and he and his, whatever you want to call it, Michelle, Michael, again, he called her Michael. That's online as well, friends. Over and over and over again, told you the truth in their confusion. It slipped out, just like it did this weekend. So, it's amazing how the American people will tolerate this. Well, some people will say, let's go back retro now. Well, if you think about it, his administration, proven to be fraudulent, everything that he did was null and void. If the American people knew the Constitution of the United States of America, it's null and void anyways. But see, they have to find something that everybody agrees on before they do it. See, that's not what leaders do. A true leader doesn't do what he does to garner consensus or approbation of men. A true leader does what he does to mold consensus. And that's what we lack in this country, and that's what we need. Lord, raise them up in Jesus' name. Now, finally, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, I'm going to let you go ahead and listen to this. Now, that Barack Hussein Obama is far removed. It's interesting, again, this is important before I play this out. It's interesting to note the free hand he's been given to attack Donald Trump at will, just like Hillary Clinton. It's all created. It's all circus of politics. And the way that you know that is Donald does nothing to clean the swamp. Nope, he's stacking the swamp. But going back to this, and by the way, that DOJ in his hand that he can do whatever he wants to do with, he's done nothing with it. They just keep stirring it up. Inquiring minds need to know, right? No. When you figure that out, friends, and you push away from that and start dealing with these corrupt politicians, you're going to see exactly what I'm telling you right now is spot on. It's right on. But here's Barack Hussein Obama finally admitting to the truth that he is foreign born. And again, you can rest assured that today's conservatives, friends, will remain silent, hoping that you just forget that they are just as traitorous to you and your country as Barack Hussein Obama was. Read Luke 22:48. Listen to this.
Now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Oh, let's do that again, Sam. So much for theorists, right, America? And who covered for him more than the CIA-controlled media? Who covered for him more than the Antichrist, friends, and today's conservatives? Nobody did. But now he's telling you the truth. Listen one more time.
Now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
There you have it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.